The Pitkin County Open Space and Trails Department is responsible for overseeing the management of all county-owned wilderness, but currently has no guidelines for actually creating those management plans. Dale Will, Open Space and Trails Director, says a policy has now been proposed to ease the most frequent complaints he hears from users of public land. There's two camps: those who think the department is not doing enough to preserve the natural environment of its 17 properties, and those who grumble when recreational areas are shut down. The proposed policy states that all management plans should be based on site-specific research. Will says having actual habitat studies to point to will help quell complaints that the area is mismanaged.
Most generalizations about protecting wildlife are just wrong. You have to know the specifics of what species are there, what are their tolerances for different sorts of things. Some people don't know that there are actually species that do better if there's humans milling around.
The policy formalizes a system that's already in place. The most recent management plan for Sky Mountain Park was based off of a $100,000 wildlife study. Jim Kravitz is the Naturalist Programs Director at the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies. He says there are some species that need their distance during certain times of the year, like ground nesting birds in the spring and elk migration corridors. Some sensitive flora and fauna need more preservation, though. Including elements of the environment humans wandering off marked trails may not recognize as crucial to the local ecosystem.
Dead trees that have been killed by beetles or something else, they get holes in them. And when a woodpecker pecks a hole in a dead tree, you get a cavity, and that's where they live, and they eat more insects, and they control the insect population. So all these different things, we may not see it on the fungus or on the beetle, but they're all contributing to this larger picture.
The county's management plans take into consideration the natural wildlife, the agricultural use of public land, and the recreational use. This year, North Star Preserve will have additional staff and an increased law enforcement presence to curb its reputation as a party spot. However, Will says his mission is not to entirely remove humans from interacting with the open space. In fact, they're crucial to its longevity.
There's a lot of reasons to have humans on the land, not the least of which is that, again and again, people have studied why humans protect the environment. And almost always it's because they love the environment, because they're out in it. And there's a great book, The Last Child Out of the Woods, about nature deficit disorder in America and how the lack of contact with nature is actually undermining our society's care for the planet.
A link to the proposed management policy is available online, aspenpublicradio.org. Public comment is being accepted through June 24th. Allison Bechtish, Aspen Public Radio News.